Welcome to Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Brock. This week on Minnesota Native News, we get an update on how tribes across the state are responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. We also hear about a Native film series and a new podcast you can binge while social distancing in your homes. Here's reporter Cole Primo with more.
To combat the spread of the COVID-19 virus, states across the nation are issuing stay-at-home orders, restricting travel to essential activities only. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's stay-at-home order began just before midnight on Friday, March 27th, and, as of now, will end on April 10th. Non-essential businesses in Minnesota are closed, like dine-in restaurants, bars, gyms, and basically anything that includes entertainment and gatherings of people. Hospitals, pharmacies, grocery stores, and other essential businesses remain open. And tribes across Minnesota have responded to the pandemic similarly, shutting down their casinos, gaming operations, focusing on healthcare, and advising band members to practice social distancing. At the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, a stay-at-home order began at the same time Walz's order began. Chief Executive Melanie Benjamin stressed that the order will not change anything in the daily lives of most band members, because many have already been self-restricting activities and practicing social distancing. Here's Melanie Benjamin.
You are still able to go out and do grocery shopping, go to your appointments at the clinic, go to any ceremonial events that are occurring. This is just to try to minimize travel and being interactive with other folks as well. And this is the executive order to make sure that we keep COVID-19 out of our communities as much as possible. So thank you for being a good citizen and adhering to the executive order.
White Earth Nation, which confirmed its first case of COVID-19 on its reservation on March 26th, also issued a stay-at-home order. Red Lake Nation issued a shelter-in-place order and also implemented a curfew forbidding non-essential travel between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Here's Red Lake Nation Chairman Daryl Seeke.
What we stand to lose if we do not act together as a community is immense. The vast majority of our fluent speakers and many of our spiritual leaders are the people that are in the most danger from the COVID-19. We must come together as Anishinaabe and as members of the communities that we care so much about in order to fight for and protect the things that we love the most, our families, our elders, our culture, our language, most of all, our people.
More information on the state's stay-at-home order can be found at mn.gov/stayhomemn. In other news, if you're looking for something to binge watch while you practice social distancing, we have a great option for you. The Walker Art Center will be offering online presentations of Indie Genesis, Gen 3, an ongoing Native film series. The film series, curated by Missy Whiteman, was canceled at the Walker due to the COVID-19 response. The series of short films, all created by Indigenous filmmakers, is called Revitalization. The titles include Isabella's Garden, Boxer of Brule, and Fast Horse. Missy Whiteman says Indigenous people have always adapted during times of uncertainty and invites everyone to the virtual screenings. You can find links to the short films in the Cross Cuts section of the Walker Art Center's website. Lastly, here's another bingeable option if you love listening to podcasts. In addition to Native Lights, where Indigenous voices shine, we've started another podcast series called Native Lights Bidapi. Essentially, my sister Leah Lem and I are checking in with the Native community as we all adjust to this COVID-19 pandemic. The Ojibwe word Bidapi means she or he comes or arrives laughing, and it reminds us to keep our spirits up through connection and conversations. We're already posting episodes, so check out Native Lights Bidapi wherever you get your podcasts. And let us know on our Minnesota Native News Facebook page if you have suggestions for who we should talk to. Stay safe, everyone. I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with support from the Minnesota History Center, presenting Our Home, Native Minnesota, an exhibit that teaches the stories and history of Dakota, Ojibwe, and other tribal nations. Our Home, Native Minnesota is on display at the History Center in St. Paul.